Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the swarm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, hello, and good Sunday afternoon. It's Ninja Sunday with Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my two furball co-hosts, Jackie Chin Kitty right here, and Rocky Balboa Kitty. Oh, my gosh, my Lord. They're finally sleeping. Finally. Oh, my gosh, they're like brother and sister sometimes. Well, the fact that Jackie Chan Kitty is a lot older than little Rocky Balboa, she probably thinks, what is this thing in the house with me? Because she's little Miss Prison. She wants to be the baby. Yes, I know. She wants to be the baby. So for people that are tuning in to listen and that don't know, if anyone that's new, I actually have cats in my studio. I have kitties. Maybe someday I'll have a dog, too. I love dogs. I love all animals. And, yeah, so I happened to get new sheets. They weren't really that expensive. We're actually shopped at, what is it, Remy's? It was like $9.99. It says, I think it's time to get some new sheets. Of course, my blanket doesn't match, but they're pink with black polka dots. I don't, sometimes, liking ninja stuff all black and stuff, but sometimes I just like color because of boots. Of course, I don't really know too much about fashion, so nothing matches, so sorry. But no, it's just like something about the color, the pink, you know, it's a dark pink with black polka dots. I know people are probably cringing of the thought, but just things that I always get in my life that just fits. Well, let me get straight to the promos. Bringing up what people don't see is I'm pulling up on my Facebook page here. Okay, let's see. Pull this up. My first promo. And this is for my extended family members back in Boston and Philly and such. It's called the Sarah Joy Foundation. Sarah was actually pregnant with her second son. And due to the fact she did not want to receive treatment, cancer treatments, when she was pregnant with her second child, I think eventually that might have cost Sarah her life. She had lost her battle to breast cancer. The thing is that out of a tragedy, sometimes there is a silver lining. And this foundation was made, and this is actually the first promo. And my cat is, Jackie, no, don't you get that, get, what is it with cats? That's coffee, no. I'm trying to do my promos here. Go back on the pillow. That's a good girl. Be a good kitty. That's it. It's a nice new sheets here. You can love that. Yes. Love that. Do not drink my coffee. Thank you very much. Nope. Why am I going to do this? I'm trying to do my promos here. Do you mind? Hey. I know this is radio, but now she's like, me and the air conditioner. He's like, oh, what's outside? I'm like, no. She's very well behaved, but I'm trying to get into my promos here, but, you know, anybody that has a dog or cat or whatever, they like kids and they want attention. So she's been good all morning. Now I'm trying to get people out there my attention and what she's doing. She's chewing on things. What, either one of these, do this thing while I'm on the air, and hopefully I'll get my web camera going. And, you know, sometimes they do things, sometimes they don't. But watch, when I get my web camera up and going once again, they'll be good. They'll be really good. Well, anyway, to get back into the Sarah Joy Foundation, it is on Facebook, and any donations will be greatly appreciated. This is the description on the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers of spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes, so any donations will be greatly appreciated. You can check that out, Sarah Joy Foundation, on Facebook. This other one that I'm trying to actually promote, I actually have three today on here. Let me see. Let me bring this up and go back to it. I'm going to try very hard. Sometimes if it's long distance, sometimes, you know, it is hard to get a hold of people. It's actually a woman in Korea who's actually saving dogs, rescuing them from meat market from being eaten. Her name, if I can pronounce it right, is Nami Kim. And I'm going to see if there's some information about her on here. And it does say, well, short description, animal rights activist, anti-dog meat campaign rescuer, volunteer in South Korea. And I guess it's a little bit of a long description. It's about the times and this brutal cruelty to the dogs in Korea. I'm here to let the world know about dog meat trade and its industry, how the dogs suffer in Korea. We are the rescue team on the front lines to fight this dog meat trade. So if you want to go to donate, I'm going to see if it's something that I can actually bring up. I guess it goes to this other, because I'm going to like this, Guardians of Rescue International. Let me see if this does something here. I guess this is where you go to donate. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Let me see if I can bring this up. I'm going to post it on my page. I guess there's some dogs. They look like either like Malamutes or Husky-like dogs. I'm typing this rescued from the meat market. And they're just gorgeous. Finish typing. Recent rescues from, okay, it says Max and Hera. And it's something that they're trying to trying to save. There's so many of them. It says update 50 dogs, but I think it's more like 500 dogs that they're trying to locate. And if you actually see this, they're actually walking through the meat market, and it's going through the cages, and they're all these dogs, and they look like people's pets. Just like if you see them, it's kind of like in these cages, and it's just so nasty how the dogs live until they're actually butchered, like from meat markets. And they're puppies, and it's just showing this thing that's, I'm like, wow. It's like a mother dog with her puppies. And I'm just like, it's just horrendous, horrendous. I mean, a golden retriever, it just went through here. And I'm just sharing this. Oh, my God. I mean, like, I don't know if I can actually, I don't have an MP3 of the what they're saying on here, but I'm actually, Nami Kim, who's, I guess she's part of the, it's called Guardians of Rescue. I wonder if I can bring that up, actually, if there's any information on here. The Guardians of Rescue page goes beyond the borders of the United States to aid animals all over the globe. Number is 888-287-3864. I'm trying to see. I guess this is what I'm looking at. I haven't been in touch with Naomi Kim and email a little bit. Of course, time zones are probably harder, you know, to try to get hold of people. Let me see about. It says, Guardians of Rescue is a registered 501c3 not-for-profit organization whose members work tirelessly to work to protect the well-being of all animals that come to the aid of those in distress. We're all about people helping animals and animals helping people. Our mission. The mission of Guardians of Rescue is to facilitate and foster programs and activities that further the unique benefits of interaction between people and animals. We're all about compassionate action, about people helping animals and animals helping people. At its core, we are an animal rights and welfare organization whose members work to protect the well-being of all animals and their owners and come to the aid of those in distress. This is, who are the Guardians of Rescue members? Excuse me. Guardians of Rescue is comprised of men and women from a multitude of backgrounds who share in a love for animals and appreciation for the special role they play in our lives. Our members bring with them a wide area of skills and experiences with which to contribute to our common goal of helping animals and people. Guardians of Rescue's program are designed to provide assistance in a broad range of scenarios to educate, motivate, and to advocate for those who cannot speak for themselves. And it's actually Solution Help the Helpless. When I was trying to click onto that, but that's actually a Facebook page too, and so that's on there too. So just to see this, looking at, I am trying very hard to. Let's see. Okay. I think that's, like I said, I am in touch with Nami Kim. She's in Korea, so it might take a little while to try to get her on the show, but she's welcome with open arms on my show. Okay, moving on to the next. Let's see, what is the other one? Yes, the third promo that I wanted to bring up. If it lets me go to the Kickstarter page. I'm trying to get on to the page. Okay, that's the video. Okay, I'm trying to find... Let's see, where is it? Okay, pick up on the Kickstarter. This is actually going off to Rick Myers. And, okay, I clicked on that. Okay, let's see. I think I got to go back into the forum, one where I'm one of the admins in, Kung Fu, Martial Arts, Swordplay, Movies Group. Where is it? Let's see. I'm trying to find it. I know in here somewhere there was the Kickstarter that I'm trying to find to go directly to the Kickstarter, because click on the video and just click Kickstarter and... Okay, this has got to be it. This has got to be it here. Films of Fury, the Once and Future Interviews doc book. Thing. It says goal is $68,000, 29 hours to go. If I can pronounce this right, repository, sanctuary, preserve doc that collects the wisdom of the greatest kung fu filmmakers left alive before it's too late. About the project. A compendium of interviews posterity and an accompanying documentary about kung fu and its films, told by the only people who truly know the men and women who made the greatest genre films that ever were and probably ever will be. After more than 30 years writing about kung fu films and more than 10 years practicing the highest forms of kung fu, this is the guy Rick Myers says, believe me, it wasn't easy. I realized that if it were to be a permanent record of the genre greats, we would have to do it, you and I. And I'm reading from the pictures here. Because kung fu is not martial arts, no more than baseball is football, martial arts is fighting, kung fu is self-improvement. Every great kung fu film in some way about that, and the people who made those films know it. Yes, may, past tense, because the kung fu filmmakers are dying out. Today it's all about genre mixed up martial arts action. If there's ever going to be a record of the Stoner's era of true kung fu filmmaking, it has to be done soon. And it's like, I'm actually pulling the page down. This is, I've already interviewed on Long Gone Audio many kung fu filmmakers. They all know me and why I can't say whether they like me or not. They all know what I've done to help them in America. And it's going down Rick Myers' page. It says, I want to interview them again at length on video in their own language with no restrictions or looming studio executives. The goal is not to dig up dirt. The goal is to dig up gold. In addition, I plan to interview many of the greats I've never met, but who have admittedly to kung fu, excuse me, in films. And so what Rick has on his page is pictures. And I'm going down past the pictures and reading what it says. At the very least, there would be a permanent library of memories and revelations of the most exhilarating film genre ever made, as well as handmade documentary using the choicest quotes, and as the very most, it will be the definite source of information for libraries, universities, students, and generations to come. And it's going down here more. The word kung fu has been translated as hard work, concentrated effort toward a specific goal, and even human achievement. I hope you will join me on this human achievement to create a truly great work that stands the test of time. Risk and challenges. The risks are fairly obvious. A foreign country, another bunch of language. Toward that end, I have secured the participation of two vitally important team members. First, Frank Dijon, who I once dubbed the Master Remaster. Not only is he fluent in English, Chinese, and film, but as a high-ranking officer of the much-loved, gone but not yet forgotten, Tai Xing Entertainment. He's well-known as a force for good in the minefield of movies. Second, Eric Jacobs, one of the best one-a-day martial arts movement. And if you don't believe me, just check out his YouTube page. As boss of the stunt people, he both walks the walks and talks the talk. And not only lends technique expertise, but invaluable street cred to the enterprise, especially since the first thing both Samuel and Wang Longmi asked me was, want to fight. So between the core crew, there are many contacts to smooth the way, but as my friends, the comedy film nerds, put it, Making a film is always a challenge. Often the things you think will be a problem go smoothly and things will go smoothly. Don't. But between Eric Frank and I, we've already experienced a wealth of filmmaking challenges. So when the expected unexpected arrives, we'll be ready and we'll solve it with a minimum of bloodshed. And speaking of the comedy film nerds, this is how they wrapped up their own successful Kickstarter bid. What happened after it is done? Will it languish and linger and never see the light of day as it gets tied up in horrible distribution deals? No. We have our own distribution system, physical and digital, at comedyfilmnerds.com. So one way or another, people will get it. But you, Kickstarter peeps, will get it first. Guess what? Chris Mancini and Graham Elwood, the Comedy Film Nerds, have already told me. Our website and all its already established distribution system is your website. We're ready to go. We need a great team of collaborators. Know any? And it says that's on the page. So if you want to look it up, it's saying on here, it's Kickstarter, 29 hours to go. And I think it says pledged. They were looking for $68,000, but only $5,712. Here we go. Let's see. I'm just trying to see. You should actually do a GoFundMeRaiser.com because I think that with Kickstarter, if you don't make it by a certain time, I don't think you get, I don't know if you get all that money at all. Maybe it just goes back. I forget how this works. Yeah, it's on Kickstarter. Okay, so, yeah. That's, if you want to check that out. So remember, if you want to do check that, I'll go to Kickstarter. And this is titled, if you want to look it up for Kickstarter and donate. It actually looks like it shows Kung Fu Theater and Rick. The picture says two Ricks. And there's a video you can play. It's called Films of Fury, the Once and Future Interviews Doc Book. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, since I run all my promos, it is a shorter show when I don't have guests on my show. So right now, what I'm going to do is actually end the show, and I will be getting more and more guests on my show. So stay tuned for that. And thank you so much for the love and support. And I do appreciate all the love and support there. I just wanted to, I hope everybody else, anybody that does have a dream, if you're a dreamer, an actor, an artist, or whatever you may be, out there in life, you're as good as anybody else. Don't you forget it. You should just go for it. So what I'm actually going to actually do is end the show with Delusions of Grandeur, but a future guest, Angelo Garcia. He does have a very busy schedule, but this is a song, and I'm going to end it here. Everyone, have a good day.